Bob Furgescott published the paper, the famous paper in 1980. That is a fantastic example of a serendipitous discovery that could only be made by Bob Furgescott because of his background. Bob had been working with strips of arteries for a long time. And he has told the story many times. And sometimes when you prepare a strip or a ring and you contract it, and then you give acetylcholine, it doesn't relax as expected. And for 15 years or even more, he knew that about 35% of the tissues never relaxed to acetylcholine. And jokingly, he said, I heard him saying, that he had come to the conclusion that there are good technicians, the ones that prepare tissues that relax to acetylcholine after contraction, and bad technicians, the ones that don't. It turned out that the assumption was correct, because a bad technician, while he's preparing the tissue, takes the endothelium off, which is a very thin layer and very... All right, it clicked onto him after many years. It took a long time because he knew for about 15 years that that was the case. Suddenly he said, well, it could be true. The bad tissues are the ones who don't have endothelium. So he took the endothelium on purpose and demonstrated that tissues with endothelium relax to acetylcholine and tissues without endothelium don't. So that type of discoveries was unique to him because of his background and because of the things he knew.